Is there always a rational explanation for the paranormal? Should one believe reports of unexplained phenomena? Unknown 9 Awakening is the action-adventure video game at the heart of the Unknown 9 narrative universe. You play as Haruna, an audacious heroine with the ability to venture into the fold, a mysterious dimension that overlaps our own. On her quest for powerful hidden knowledge, Haruna, who is portrayed by Anya Chalotra, will learn to master her unique connection to the fold, which allows her to channel its powers into our world. But such power does not go unnoticed. She quickly becomes the target of the Ascendants, a splinter faction of a secret society known as the Leap Year Society, who want to use the fold to alter the course of human history. Their confrontation will take them across the world, from the sands of Mauritania and perilous Indian jungles to the gothic landscapes of Portugal.
Get ready to dive into a mysterious parallel dimension. Unknown 9 Awakening releases on October 18th, 2024 for PlayStation 4, PlayStation 5, Xbox One, Xbox Series X, and S, and PC. Pre-order your copy today and learn more about the Unknown 9 universe at unknown9.com/alien.
I'm Justin.
And I'm Jay.
And together, we're Cryptids of the Corn Podcast.
We are where scientific and magical thinking combine.
We take my background in biology.
And my background in exploring the unknown.
We cover everything from sea serpents, UFOs, Bigfoots, the paranormal.
Sky creatures, land creatures, cavern creatures.
So please join us at Cryptids of the Corn Podcast.
According to a recent theory, prominent and intricate structures around the world are the calling card of a vast and technologically advanced civilization, whose existence has been systematically erased from historical records by sinister global powers. This mysterious empire, purportedly sprawling across Eurasia and beyond, is said to have been a beacon of enlightenment and innovation, boasting incredible architecture and cultural wealth. However, proponents of the theory claim that during the 18th and 19th centuries, a concerted effort was made by the rising world powers to rewrite history, reducing the flourishing utopia to a mere footnote. This case file, join the theorists as we sift through the sands of suppressed history, uncovering the legend and lore of the Tartarian Empire.
Welcome to Alien Theorist Theorizing, Case File 322, the Tartarian Empire. I'm Brayden.
I'm Zo.
I'm Dan.
And I'm Andrew.
You ever refuse to do all your chores and then stack them all, like 2 days worth of chores into one long day?
Is this the new segment? Is this the Brayden life story?
It's new segment.
Is this how we do every episode?
I think so.
House news. No, I was gonna tell you guys, I put up a shed in my backyard. Little nice. Shed, little mm-hmm. garden shed.
Sure.
Right.
Took all
new
day.
Attack.
And then I see, like, I'm listening to music up there. I see that I get a snap message. I get a snap from Amigo Grande in our Wolves of Wall Street group where we talk about our investment plays.
You make a lot of investment plays? Massive amount.
No,
of
I just they fucking we're in a group chat and that's all they talked about for like 3 months.
So I changed the name crypto? Of
that. I'm just like
crypto hacks.
Yeah now enough. That the only thing that gets talked about now is the fucking killdozer day. And
oh, There is some fucking right-wing extremism that pops up on there once in a while. And then just met by crickets from us.
He's like, happy kill dozer day, boys. Yeah. That's what happens when you push reasonable men to do unreasonable things. I was like,
okay.
What's the kill dozer?
This guy, I guess the city wanted him to do an easement or something. And he was like, I'm not doing it.
Yeah.
So he bought, instead of paying like 80 grand, he spent like 100,000 or something. He bought a bulldozer and then secretly rigged it up with like armored plates. And then he destroyed the town. He just drove it and just like mowed the town apart.
That seems like a reasonable response to an easement issue.
Yeah. I don't know the full story, so people are going to show me. They're like, your infringement is right, or so. I don't know. And he drove that killdozer around, crushing buildings. And the only way they couldn't stop him, they were not, they had nothing.
Those things are recreational tanks. That's what they are.
He just wakes up running out of gas.
Oh, dude. And he made it into a tank. He welded and he had cameras on it. There was no window, so he would just operate it from inside the cab.
That was Mad Max.
And the only thing that stopped him is he went and he started bulldozing the bank and didn't realize there was a basement, and the killdozer fell into the basement. And they got stuck.
God damn you, gravity.
Don't push reasonable men to do unreasonable things, all right?
I was like, I mean, it seems unreasonable. I don't know the government side on that, but I'm like, his response, you know, I would chalk that up to a little bit on the unreasonable side.
This guy had years of buildup before that.
Yeah, for sure.
The easement was the final straw. He's like, I've been planning the killdozer for 20 years.
Hey, listen. Oh, yeah. Listen, little Malcolm comes over to my house, knocks on my door one more time. I'm going to start my killdozer, baby.
What's it going to be? A ride-on lawnmower?
With like chicken wire on the outside, like paper. The kill mower?
I'm just wearing hockey pads. Instantly get stopped.
Me.
Yeah, and then they're gonna have a day. Lawnmower man. Don't make reasonable men do unreasonable things.
I'll defend you.
That's pretty funny. Like, you could use that saying for anyone who does anything. Like we should start saying that about the half Horton lady. You know what I mean? Like, the service was shit. Don't push reasonable customers to do unreasonable things.
My bagel was overdone. You changed the coffee.
My coffee was burnt. My bagel was overdone. I can shit and throw it at you if I want.
Oh, man. No, you can't be good. Listen, if you're going to Timmy's right now expecting anything other than your coffee tasting like they made it with a little bit of dirt and rocks and sticks and put it in a filter.
Yeah, it's brutal.
I'm betting the coffee from the Tim Hortons in Thailand that I saw is better than the ones.
Oh, probably. There's a Tim Hortons in Thailand?
Yeah. I saw a couple of them, I think. I saw them.
Fucking international, baby.
Wow. Yeah, it's really gone downhill.
Well, it was whenever BK bought it.
Yeah.
Yeah, restaurants international or whatever.
Yeah.
Dude, I know there's going to be a faction of theorists here that say Burger King was always the slums, but like, I remember Burger King being like balling like when I was younger. And like now I see the Burger King. Yeah, now Burger King, I'm like, you drive past and you're like, they're like, we'll pay you to eat here.
Yeah.
We'll pay you $5
for $5.
Yeah. We give you $5, you can have three Whoppers. Yeah. You're making $5. What a deal. Come on in. You're like, how's this business operating? All meanwhile, right. McDonald's got a quarter pounder, $18. It's fucking insane. Like, their prices, the Burger King's like, what's inflation?
Listen, Burger King was so good that it one time made us miss our flight.
Sure.
This is true.
A little bit of fucking chicken fries.
It cost us like $600. And that was generous. They could have charged us full price, but they're like, okay, we feel bad for you idiots. We'll just charge you the difference.
Crying eating chicken fries.
We'll charge you the difference instead of the full fare again.
The worst part is there's video doc like on our Instagram. You can go look the stories and you can see us being like, buy thighs, chicken fries. Little did we know that as we're doing this, they're like, boarding.
Now, final call for
Braden, Andrew, and Ryan, please, gate 72.
Yeah, they're paging our names and everything, and we're just fucking sitting there crushing Caesars. Down.
Where the fuck were you guys? We're eating chicken fries.
We're eating chicken fries.
Mm-hmm. Anyways, 20 minutes late.
Anyways, let's get into it. The is it Tartarian?
Tartarian.
Tartarian?
Tartarian?
Tartarian? Tartarian? Tartarian?
I don't know.
The empire, the long lost empire that pretty much was the world, I think, at one point.
It's kind of a cool, right away when I was started reading this, like one of the cool things I thought of, like what was popping in my head, it was like, you know, the victors always write history. You know what I mean? It's crazy. I think Norm MacDonald said, like, isn't it crazy the good guys have always won? Like, they're never, like, always. It's crazy. If you read the history books, the good guys have always won. It's insane. They got an insane track record of good guys win. But they write the history, and it's like you have this, you know, some evidence, some loose evidence of, like, I don't want to say global spanning, but like say a it. Huge global spanning empire. Oh.
That's not even the craziest thing that you're saying right now. You said evidence. That's what I'm fucking...
Dude, I got some evidence.
We're going to get to it. We're going to get to every building. Okay. Every building, every structure in the world can be divided into the evidence. Yeah. All right? We're going to get to it.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. this one falls down into the historical conspiracy theory category, where there are claims made that there was an advanced civilization, global spanning advanced civilization during ancient times, or at least 200 years ago, like that was destroyed and then erased from the history books, and all evidence of its existence
relatively recently erased as well.
Yeah.
Yes.
As recent as less than 200 years ago.
I thought it was fucking the great mud flood of 2019 at the Skytrain station.
I think it's weird because, like, the mud flood thing, when I was going into this, it's like there's the mud flood, right?
Yeah.
There's the mud flood part, but that gets like rolled into this one. I feel like there were totally separate theories and then somebody just like put them together. Like, that's how it feels about this thing.
Every time I think of mud flood, I think of Braden. Yeah. Just an Skytrain and then Zell's bathroom.
Just absolute mud flood. Train wreck.
There's no evidence. The Zell's bathroom thing is still, I guessed rights. How many times are we going to talk about this?
Many times, and we'll never stop.
You guess right to fucking mud flood the guy's fucking bathroom?
The mud flood. You know, that's a great term, actually, the mud flood. What are you doing in there?
Braden is a walking mud flood.
Hey, spade a spade.
So they're saying, one of the reasons that this global spanning civilization was destroyed was from mud floods. Like, that was part of it. That's what these floods of mud covered their buildings and their structures, these amazing structures that they built, that people claim that they built, and were covered up. And then some of them have been uncovered, and some of them we now use as our, capital structures. Some of them we use as like national heritage sites, I guess. Now
there were some Tartarian buildings in New York and Chicago and like other places. Yeah, the around Singer the building. World. Yeah, mm-hmm. Look like their architecture's out of touch of the modern times. So therefore, Tartarian.
Tartarian
must be
right.
Well, modern architecture is where they refer to it as brutalism, right?
It's architectural
basic
style.
Basic and boxy and boring and
temporary, not built to last.
Egalitarian.
I mean, I would agree with that. In like the last 30-40 years, as buildings have become much more expensive and labor is much more expensive, you don't have the budget to build great buildings like capital.
Yeah, listen, my house doesn't even have a fucking gargoyle.
That's crazy. That saying is crazy. We no longer have the money to build great buildings. You're like, what are we building?
We're building the most basic, boring buildings you can
make. Not only that, but like unsafe as well, too. Like all the fucking synthetic materials and the fucking, the simple construction, the trusses, all that type of shit. Like, things have gotten massively downhill.
I mean, the engineering is good. Like, buildings are structurally sound, but they're just boring as fuck.
Well, but they don't hold up as well as they used to.
Well, depend on what kind of buildings. So.
Well,
modern buildings got to be way more fire resistant than a building built in 1945.
They're not. They're not. Because when you look at that
structure building like, with like sawdust insulation and balloon frame
buildings from back in the day, yes. Once we moved to platform, but we're talking about like the stress.
Look at this guy. Look at these new turns he's got going on.
He used to be the metal. Fucking fire expert.
He said two different framing terms in the same sentence.
Yeah, that's insane. Where was that when I had you working construction? Fucking embarrassed me out here. Now you're out here throwing terms.
It's because I was gone so quick. I would let you know.
If you would have sent some of those terms around, I probably could have negotiated you a higher wage.
Yeah.
I like it.
You just look at like the wood we use now. Like think about if you're demoing a house from like the 50s and you have to like pull nails out of those fucking...
It's old growth like, fur, yeah.
The old growth fur, concrete. you're like, holy fuck, these things are... like as you know heavy thick like can't pull anything out of them. And then today's you're like, man, you're lucky not to find a board like this, you know. Yeah, they're like,
yeah, completely and different held colors with fucking glue right, like they're not, yeah, it's yeah. totally different now,
basically particle board you're framing.
They did there is I think it's in Vancouver they did build a high rise out of wood recently though.
They built them in Kelowna too. They've seven stories. Nine story tall
The UBC ones, I think the biggest wood frame building in the world.
That's the one.
They're built with like laminated lumber.
I'm gonna make a Nostradamus preview here in the future.
Zelstradamus.
I predicted the bear attack. Okay. terrible high rise fire in the UBC, the world's largest wood structure.
Yeah, I mean.
They have fire suppression systems. Areas. So if that fails, then they're toast.
Yeah.
Anyways, buildings now suck, right? We're in agreement. Modern buildings suck.
Yeah. Shake on it, yeah.
That's not the only reason that people point to as evidence for this global spanning empire. So there are some maps from the 1600s and a little before that have brought out, and they have labeled these huge swaths of area in inner Eurasia, and they are labeled as Tartaria or Grand Tartary. And so people
kind of like
have
the Perry Reese map kind of style, like.
No. Like it's an actual, like it's geographically like accurate. It's kind of like, yeah, okay. So
it looks like the ones I looked like, it looked like how you would map it, like where countries would be. It was just like who control, like this is this. And
they are maps from the 1600s. Yeah.
it reminds me really of like, remember that old map that we saw of Atlantis, right? Like was it Plato that was describing where Atlantis was? And then we have that actual map that has...
That's the Perry Reese map, which shows like Antarctica stuff.
Oh. Yeah.
Well, it shows like the shoreline of like North America or something.
Yeah. And it shows like, this one shows continent that people describe as...
But there is a map with it labeled as Atlantis, like an ancient map.
Oh yeah, well, yeah, there could be. I'm not sure what map that is, but I wouldn't doubt it for a second. Yeah.
And like, just to be clear, like when you're looking at this map that says Tartaria, it's not like you're like someone's just drawn a circle like Tartaria. It's like a map when you look and you're like, I recognize these areas from our map now, except the borders are different in these maps from 1600s of what we know. And, you know, you see these land masses of Tartaria. So it's not like a made up map. This is a real map with like borders of this like Tartarian empire that you're like, what's that?
Some of the claims have put forth that this area was actually ruled by the center of this civilization. So they call it the Tartarian Empire. From within this seat of power that this civilization, spread out almost across the globe. So it is globe spanning. So, I mean, that's what Braden said it. So there are structures that are attributed to the Tartarians in this theory that people put forth. And they kind of put the chronology of this Tartarian Empire as existing somewhere kind of either like right towards the end of the Mongol Empire, like after the Mongol Empire fell across the Russian steppes into Europe. And then depending on which one you look at, it's the Mongol Empire was part of the Tartarian Empire.
Well, Dan, I think you're referring to the Silk Road Aryans.
Yes.
Because that's what they're referred to as in this Tartarian Empire.
Silk Road Aryans?
Okay. Like, we're talking like red haired, fucking light white skinned, blue eyed fucking Mongols.
There's right,
like
right in the center of the empire.
Yeah, there's some early representations of paintings of like Mongols and whatnot, and they're very
Mongolian.
French Mongolian. But you do have so, like I said, a lot of the structures are attributed to Tartarian architecture. They're saying that if you go back on a number of photos, you go through some of these. I mean, these are like posts on their like Facebook groups, and there are YouTube videos, and they kind of they bring out.
And if you want the better, photos. If you want the better YouTube videos, go to Rumble and look up Tartarian Empire. That's where you get the better ones. YouTube's filtered a lot of the truth out.
It's like every Facebook one I went to had the label on the bottom, like false information. One thing is
they also said that about the peanut butter, and I can still get peanut butter in bulk like that. Quality foods. Sure.
Yeah. That fucking peanut butter cost us a strike.
Yeah. That cost us the podcast.
That pretty much ruined it. That cost us the Facebook group for sure.
Yeah. We lost our Spotify contract because they're so upset about that.
Fucking social media, so stupid.
So there are claims that some, at least from structures like built even in the late 19th century and early 20th century, a lot of the pictures are from like the world's fairs around that time.
Well, those are those are Tartarian capitals,
right? Yeah, those are those are said claimed to be at one time been Tartarian capital.
So what's cities. What's claimed to be like a Tartarian building when people point to these buildings? What
anything
like?
Not
like,
modern?
Anything that's not like a rounded like an archway?
Do you want to go down the list? Or
no? But listen, no, you say that, but you also need to include the Great Pyramids, the White House.
Yep.
Yeah, oh,
the Taj Mahal.
Yeah.
The Great Wall of China.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep.
Well, the Great Wall of China. That one's an interesting because the Great Wall of China was built like what started being built.
Why are the Tartarians building a Great Wall to keep other Tartarians out?
There was a great Tartarian civil war approximately 600 BC.
Well, one of the things that I saw pointed to, and I was like, listen, a simple mind. One YouTube video, I'm on board.
Doesn't take much.
I see a couple big words, a couple pictures. I'm like, holy fuck.
Stock music, some stock music in there. And just
I'm like, God damn it. They're hiding the truth. Mm. But the interesting thing is, it's like they were showing pictures of the Great Wall and stuff of like, well, if China, like, listen, first off, China claims to have built it. And their track record of claiming things right now is pretty rough. Do you guys see that the fucking waterfall shit?
Yeah.
The waterfall, right?
Their tallest waterfall, one of their biggest tourist attractions. Some hikers climbed up to it. There's a pipe pumping water. It's fake.
Oh, really?
That's awesome.
It's hilarious.
Right?
That's a feat of engineering.
Yeah.
Hey, man, if I hike all day and like the dry season and I get there and there's just a trickle, I'd be pissed too. So it's like, you might as well just put the hose up there.
I wouldn't be surprised if that waterfall was real originally and then all their mega projects they built, they accidentally diverted the river and they're like, fuck.
Oh, yeah.
We got to pump it back in.
They talked to us. I think there was some like statements taken by like the park rangers and they're like, yeah, like we put it up there because people like to come take photos and they'd be mad if that there wasn't a waterfall there.
We thought it was a good place for a waterfall.
So people
we put it up there because we're trying to hide the truth.
Yeah.
We don't want you to know about Tartarian
relics.
So,
they're like at the time of the Great Wall of China, one of the things they point to is like the time of it being built, it was like the time of like bows and arrows and stuff. It's like cannons weren't really coming into play till like late 1400s, 1500s. This thing was supposed to be completed in the 1600s, but they're like, a lot of the battlements are facing the Chinese side. Like they're like, this doesn't really make sense. Cause if you were using this wall to defend, why would you have a lot of the battlements towards
what do you mean the battlements?
Your own country? Like the areas for like people to shoot and stuff in some of the towers off the Great Wall.
Oh, so like one side is solid and the other side is open.
Yeah, it's like open towards the Chinese side. Pass
fucking love notes and food and stuff.
Right, and they're like, that's kind of weird. So people point to that as like, they're like, hey, that looks kind of like, you know, something that would, you know, it would be flipped. So it would make sense if the Tartarians built it.
We're trying to trap something inside in China.
Yeah. Well,
like a dragon.
Like the Chinese, I think, is what these people point to.
The Tartarians.
So then the other thing is they point to is they're like, in this day, this wall is built with like the Great Wall of China is built with a lot of architecture.
Bones of the people who built it.
Yes, of course. Yeah, that too.
Oh, yeah.
But also a lot of like different buildings across the world for like cannonballs. That's what it looks like it was built to fortify against.
Yeah, but wasn't by the time it was done, they were using cannons and more.
But that's because right now the historians are saying it took 300 years and the Tartarians built that thing in 2 years. Is what the
2 years.
God damn it.
Yes.
4,000 kilometer wall or whatever it is in 2 years.
I don't know. I made up the 2 years, but they built it. The Tartarians built it.
They made it
in
20 minutes.
And the Chinese have taken claims for it.
Fucking Chinese.
Oh, so they're stealing it just like they steal patents for everything else.
Yeah, and just like they fucking lying about the waterfalls and their terracotta army. It's all fake. Right? I'm totally on everything's fake. I'm on this whole fake train. Everything's a hoax.
It's all fake.
Sounds like you're going after China.
Except for Tartaria. That was real.
Tartaria is real.
Tartaria is real.
Tartaria is real.
Yeah. So Great Wall of China, pyramids.
It's Great Wall of Tartar.
It's Great Wall of Tartaria. Notre Dame was one of them. Apparently there were a lot of posts after the Notre Dame fire happened, the pretty serious one that happened recently.
Well, they tore down the Singer Building.
Right. That Singer Building is one. Yeah. A lot of people claim that the star forts, like the island, like the ones that are on the island of Malta, the Fort St. Elmo and Fort St. Michael,
I don't think I've ever heard of those.
But well, any star fort built like that, any architecture
cool
style.
Building.
Yeah, anything built with like fucking fancy.
Any of the grand exposition halls, the Palace of Fine Arts, San Francisco, Chicago World's Fair buildings, any Moorish or Byzantine architecture.
What about World in Vancouver? That's pretty cool looking building.
Yeah, it's probably Tartarian. I'm pretty sure.
Must be.
Yeah. The Hagia Sophia from Istanbul and Alhambra in Spain.
Do they have like a few like Tartarian sleeper cells that are still fucking alive that build these modern buildings?
No. They were built and Tartarian. They were covered in the mud flood and they dug them out. They
uncovered them.
Yeah. Oh, what?
Yeah.
Haven't you seen those photos of guys digging in early 1900s? Yeah, they were digging out.
They're digging in the mud and then Tartarian. They found the buildings.
Yeah, any pictures of like large excavation projects?
What about the modern super dams?
Tartarian.
Were they Tartarian?
No, those are beavers.
No, they didn't need that because they had some
Tartarian beavers.
Wait, no, you're right. They had the pyramids all over the planet, right. Which was the power source, wireless transmission.
Exactly.
Why do into you need the ionosphere, and then they'd pull that power out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
They point to some of these buildings that have like the dome shape and stuff. They're like, you know, it kind of looks like a Tesla coil in the fact that it's round at the top. And they're like, you know, with an antenna. And it's like, maybe this was collecting that electricity from the air, right?
Maybe. I like it.
You know what's interesting about that, though, is we do have examples of like ancient technology that has kind of disappeared and we don't know how, like they've got the Baghdad battery, right? We've got the anti-Kythera or something like that, the anti-Kythera
mechanism or...
You know, you got all this, like maybe this technology was forgotten? I don't know.
It was just a couple
or it was
covered
in mud. It was covered in mud. That's why.
How could... One thing about the mud this flood whole is time, like what caused
it's a lot of mud, brother.
Global mud flood.
Yeah.
Everywhere. Like, it's one thing, like, all right, the sea levels rose, right? And stuff got submerged. But
the Tartarians come from? The Tartarians, I'm sorry, they're also purposedly, they were giants. They were 8 to 10 feet tall. Like, they're huge. Like,
well, no, I heard that giants, they had giants among them, but they weren't all giants.
Oh, they weren't all giants? They're just ruling. Oh. The ruling case was giants.
Maybe they were all giants. I mean, that makes more sense if they're moving stones.
Yeah, like, how would a mud flood take them all out? Like, you know, they just wade through it.
So are those, so the Tartarian bones are the ones that are in the Smithsonian then?
The giant bones, yes, the cover of the giant.
To some theories, yes. Makes sense. Any of the sculptures that you see that have, any of the sculptures that have, like, you know, large humans, those are actually portrayals.
Large humans, small penises.
Large humans, like, those are actual, like, life-size sculptures of Tartarians.
Is Shaq Tartarian? A Tartarian.
Absolutely.
He must be.
Descendant, for sure.
The entire NBA.
Mm-hmm.
It must be Tartarians. Of
Tartarian. I heard so that's
any NBA stadium is a Tartarian.
A Tartarian building.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Tartarian by association.
So it was the mud flood that wiped all these guys off? Because I'm pretty sure I watched a YouTube video that told me that it was an ancient vaccine that killed all of them.
You can't say that on YouTube. No.
Yeah, dude, we're just banned. Thanks, the
jab.
Brother.
Ancient jab.
Ancient jab.
You can't say the type. Yeah. That's it. That's as far as we can go. Okay. We are on our copyright strike still. If we get another one, we're toast.
Yeah, we just got one for... Yeah, you know, saying what? Those words.
It's so
the
stupid.
Word I just said?
Yeah. During the Great Reset episode.
Oh, get rid of it. Nuke it, what I just
too
said.
Late, it's live.
Well, too late. It's on there.
We keep saying we're going to do better, and then we're just like, no. Yeah.
It was why is that not even bad?
YouTube. This is a theory that we've seen on your platform, so technically it's your fault.
Commenting
the fucking guy is literally like going up in court right now, and we can't say the word? Like, I'm so confused by this.
I don't know.
I think we call it a Fauci.
Proven liar.
Nobody knows. Nobody knows.
They don't even fucking know, probably.
No, they don't. I think they've commented. They say they don't know.
There's probably some guy who's now fired who like made this algorithm that about the vet.
It's out of control.
The V. About the V.
The one.
The thing, any the of the v. content moderating algorithms are probably just out of control.
I did the review on the one because the one like Zell literally does a hypothetical that doesn't even... It's like not even close up to like, it's similar,
it was from space.
Don't say, don't get into it. And I put in the review and there was like, it's been reviewed and it
instantly reviewed.
Like, I was like, he was saying what he would do is if he was in charge of an alien race that had a depopulate humans.
I refuted that one again because it was still on there and I just said, description. I said out of context, taken out of context completely. And then instantly it said, been reviewed, been denied.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like if you put context in there, then they're like, doesn't matter. They automatically deny it. Any mention of context.
Well, it's just, I 100% they have some sort of fucking rogue AI.
There's some AI reviewing it and it's like context is a trigger word and they're just like, no.
Yeah, but like, they were right. My bad.
So yes, there is this.
We'll talk about it on Rumble another time.
Yeah.
There's this purported mud flood that strategically, I guess, took out all of their cities and whatnot. And a lot of what people cite as evidence of the mud floods is there are a couple of videos. TikToks and whatnot of people walking past buildings and like taking footage and showing buildings that have like they look like partially submerged. They're like their bottom floor, if you look down like where the basement would be, there are like these half windows. Like it just seems where the building like stops abruptly. And they say that
nobody needs below grade lights, so this doesn't make any sense to me. I do not understand why there would be windows under there.
Like half
obviously windows, these places have been sunken.
Right, exactly. That's the logic. There is that they see that, and they said that that's when the mud flood was there. That these buildings have been built by, I guess, Tartarians, and then they like giant, people have been living Tartarians. In them for however long, and like since you know in the last 150 years or so, these buildings have been around, and people have just been living in them. They've been living in these Tartarian buildings, and they didn't even know it.
Well, dude, and there's like. So, like, when you're looking at these buildings, it's like, I mean, a lot of them are the, like we Dan said, the White House, the Taj Mahal, those buildings that have, like, the rounded top with any kind of antenna, people are like, fuck it, Tartarian. But, like, one of the other ones that I remember popped up for me, and I was like, I kind of went down a little, like, looking. First off, I didn't even know this was a real place. I was like, oh, this is fake. It was Ashgabat, Turkmenistan. Do you guys see the pictures of the buildings there?
Sounds fake.
Yeah, that's what I said. I said, this is fake. Look at some of these fucking buildings.
But isn't that like the old kind of like Russian construction with the domes and everything like that, with the pointy things?
Oh, that's fucking crazy.
That's cool.
Isn't that the Star of David?
Looks like it. Right?
Yeah. Well, that definitely, if that's the Star of David, it definitely can't be Tartarian.
Yeah,
that's true. Doesn't fly.
Oh, fuck.
What? He's having a cramp. He's having a muscle cramp. He's having a muscle cramp. He's hopping around the garage.
He's eating a banana. Hydrate.
It's his first time in a all day in the suit. He's all fucked up. You a little dehydrated there, buddy?
Enemy spasm. Oh, yeah. Oh, that was awful.
Oh, yeah. Oh. I get him in my calf.
Oh, that was so bad.
I knew exactly what happened as soon as you jumped up like that. I was like,
whoa. Yeah, you got a, in the words of, what was a baseball player, Kawasaki? Monkey never cracks.
Oh, bananas. Yeah. Bananas.
Okay.
That was terrible. I haven't had one of those in a while.
What were we talking about? Oh, you just showed us the pictures of Turkmenistan.
Yeah, I didn't even know that was a place. But it's like people point to these structures and are like,
Wild. Let's get into why we know of ancient civilizations that have been conquered, right? Like, why don't we talk about, like, we still talk about them. We still talk about, you know, right? Like, why, what's going on? Why are they hiding the truth from us? Why do they not want to snow about this Tartarian empire?
Because we know about the Ottoman Empire of Atlantis. Or what do they call them? Hyperboreans?
Hyperboreans.
Yeah.
So there's advanced species. Maybe they weren't even human. Maybe they're hiding. Maybe it's just hiding God. Maybe that's the simplest thing. That just like flat Earth.
Well, I mean, the thing is, like, it just doesn't make sense. If you were to believe that this was a global spanning civilization and they lost in some sort of war relatively like not that long ago, and the rest of the world basically would have had to defeat them, not only defeat them, just wipe them from history. They're like the absolute like worst thing. They're like, you know, we're not even going to talk bad about you in history. We're not even going to write that we beat you. We're just going to delete everything, erase absolutely everything from the history books. But that would have had to been a global effort. Like if you're telling me they had like, there's like, because they point to places in the States. You know what I mean? There's like these buildings. They're like, so that would have had to have been a global effort to like destroy the history that this civilization had. Whatever it is.
And then they were banning them for a reason.
That's the reason for most armed conflicts is what people say. Going back to Napoleon's 1812 invasion of Russia, which is apparently just that. And the following world wars were all about just completely scrubbing, because this was, some people say it's like a combination, like some of the theories are like it was the mud floods like were part of it, like kind of started it, and then the consecutive wars at armed conflicts since the 1800s were all efforts to just eradicate any last vestige of the Tartarian Empire.
Was the mud flood just like just took, because this was like this spanned like from Siberia right through Central Asia to India and everywhere. So it was just a giant mud flood to just like poured over the entire continent of Asia.
Yes.
Now, could this mud flood have been initiated by some type of like dew or
some type of
fucking weather weapon?
Asteroid strike, perhaps?
Yeah. Or an asteroid strike?
Mount Dew mud flood.
Yeah. That's a good name.
The crazy thing about this is they say it's only a couple hundred years ago. It's not like this is...
That's the crazy thing.
It's not like time of the Sumerians. It's not like 6,000 years ago or like there was this proposed mega civilization, super advanced, like Atlantis. And then all of a sudden something happened. The mud flood. Like Atlantis was a giant cataclysm, but this was a mud flood.
Because that was one of the things my brain went to.
Mud flood.
It just seems like... flood. It seems ridiculous that... I was like... It's just that it's that recent in time. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? That like there was this... And there's like nothing about it. It's like so little evidence. But then like, the thought that just popped in my head, I was like, maybe they're lying about the dates too.
Let's talk about the Russians.
Right?
They love fucking covering up dates.
Maybe the mud flood was like a long time ago and that's what actually got rid of the civilization. But the remnants, their buildings and stuff and the history still lingered and only a couple hundred years ago.
That's the theory, I think.
So they were the descendants of Atlantis. Mm-hmm. supposedly. They had
that's
the advanced
for sure.
Well, I mean, what's Dan put this book in The One World Tartarians, the greatest civilization ever to be erased from history by James W. Lee.
Right.
It's published a couple of years ago. So
right. Listen, I'm seeing a lot of parallels. The greatest nation, build the wall. You know, I'm seeing a lot of parallels
out.
Here.
Keep the baddies out.
I'm just saying, who's their leader?
Okay, when are we going to get into the real stuff? About we're talking about, like, come on, we're beating around the bush here.
Wait, I want to. Dan put a note in here that I thought was funny from the book. The people of Tartary were destroyed by the same advanced technology that controls our weather today. Mm-hmm. They were flooded, yes, firebombed, earthquaked, likely had directed energy mm-hmm. weapons used against them. Many of their remnant skulls and bones have been buried under major cities.
And it's all orchestrated by a global Jewish Phoenician.
The Tartarian Old World Order was an elegant, benevolent society. They used advanced physics and sacred geometry designs, as well as pipe organs. Mm-hmm. And Carillion bells to help and heal.
Why'd we get rid of all the bells? People always pointed out. Why'd we get rid of all the bells? Right in all the cities, they took down the bells.
They're hiding the advanced physics of sound.
Is that why right. they let them keep the Liberty Bell? Just because it's broken, maybe? Yeah, maybe. Like you can have uh-huh. it when it's broken.
That's why they broke it.
Yeah.
All like, architecture and technology we know of today was developed by the Tatars. There is nothing new under the sun. The 18th and 19th centuries were the final book burning and removal from historical knowledge of this once great civilization that flourished.
The only thing that they left...
Just 100 years ago, Andrew. Just 100 years ago.
The only thing that they left behind was this fantastic sauce that you dip... Fried fish.
Mm-hmm. they're like, hold on. They're like at the big bonfire. They're like, hold on. Do we got to throw this out too?
It's good.
Holy shit. What is that? Mayo and relish? It's delicious.
Let's keep it.
We're keeping that. They're like, hey, it's one of us. They're like, one of us would have come up with this eventually. They're like, okay, keep it.
Let's name it after him. Nobody will ever know.
Was that a real note that the tartar sauce is named after the Tartarians?
Absolutely. Same with there. The fucking stuff on your teeth. I don't know
that. That makes more sense.
They had historically like after bad we defeated breath. Them, that's why.
And we ate the Tartarians, like our ancestors ate the Tartarians, and they're like, look at all the tartar left on my teeth. I'm eating them.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
We got some more stuff to talk about the Tartars, but we're going to take a short beer break, and we're going to be right back.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy. Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health. Their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
Did you know Tide has been upgraded to provide an even better clean and cold water? Tide is specifically designed to fight any stain you throw at it, even in cold. Butter? Yep. Chocolate ice cream? Sure thing. Barbecue sauce? Tide's got you covered. You don't need to use warm water. Additionally, Tide Pods let you confidently fight tough stains with new ColdZyme technology. Just remember, if it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide.
We're back.
So it's like, as the theory goes, it's like they have this global span civilization named after Tartars, or this area on a map, basically, is where people get the name from, the Tartarian Empire. And it's this area on the map that's largely.
And that's
like,
real. There is like real maps, and there is some real literature that refer to this area. Right. Like, that's and real. Not a lot. Like,
there are references to Tartars and people being of Tartary or whatnot, because those are historical terms. They were used to label like cultural groups back in the day. But so there is like an element of this theory that some people link back to some a bit of like and people kind of well they try to link it back to
say it down.
No, they try to link it back to what they call like what he called like his new chronology was written by a he's known as a chronological revisionist, and he's also was a mathematician, pretty good one.
Russian guy,
Anatoly Fomenko. And so he
Anatoly, that's the guy at the gym who pretends he can't lift, and then this lifts like fucking 500 pounds up over his head.
Yeah, that guy. Yeah, so he was a mathematician and a power lifter.
I feel like all Russians, you could add that to every Russian.
They put it all on their resumes.
Yeah. Florist and power lifter.
So he's a pretty interesting guy. His whole thing, he wrote a couple of books that basically claim or try to explain that most of the Middle Ages are a hoax. So this is kind of some of this fits into that missing time theory. I think I don't know if we've talked about it. Like we've mentioned that.
Yeah, we've talked about missing time hypothesis.
Right,
where it's like the 200 years have just been made up because
they erased
some king wanted
Russian
it or
supremacy
something.
For 200 years. Just trying to fucking bastards.
Yeah, we talked about it briefly. We were going to do a case file, but yeah, one emperor wanted to live in the year 1000 or something. Like he wanted to rule during the millennia turn. So he's like, right. I'm going to change the date. You will all abide for the rest of human history.
What a fucking boss move. But that goes to show you, like, if that happens or they're changing the dates or whatever, like it's, you know, and we do that too. Like, we're like, oh, that wouldn't happen. It's like, we literally, a religion changed today. We're like, you know, we're 2024 AD. You know what I mean? Like, there was time before. We're just like, we're just going to change our whole time structure around the death of this guy.
Well,
and then
most people
and
call it
like,
common era now, but.
And then they're like, what about the middle portion? They're like, yeah, well, fucking, I don't know. We'll just, that 34 years will be a wash, I guess.
So I mean, like digging into this theory, it's like a lot of the stuff that people cite as evidence, like they just throw stuff out there and they assert it. It's like, it's kind of like, okay, here's a picture.
That's what we do.
Really, yeah, yes. they'll toss up a photo of some really, really fantastic architecture. Like they'll throw out some stuff that's like old, like what do they call it? It's like Beaux Arts, and then like, Second Empire.
Yeah, we should have got a bunch of pictures ready and we could have played Tartarian or Nos.
Yeah. It's, I mean, it's really, it's interesting because part of it is like you throw up these architecture and these buildings, which have either been like, most of them have been demolished by now. Like most of them have either been torn down, yeah, replaced by something
else. They all haven't because they're trying to hide.
Well, the world wars in the last century were about destroying the last remnants of Tatara.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Well, they wanted to get the technology for themselves.
Well, they'll throw out pictures of like Grand Central Stations, which are all like monumental buildings.
Where did Hitler get the bell? Okay. It's a Tartarian bell.
Yeah, we talked about it. Yeah, that's right. Tartarians love their bells.
That's right. There it is. There's the connection.
Well, honestly, that was one of the things where it's like, why do you think there's no more bells? And then it shows like all these bell towers that are like decommissioned. I was like, in my head, I thought like they're annoying.
Because we have sirens.
I was like, people are like, yeah, we got watches now and shit.
They're also like really we don't heavy need and all of that stuff was built with wood and it was probably going to break it.
It's obsolete. What the fuck do we need a bell
but
for?
Now I'm like, no, they were fucking obviously weapons to basically what
scare it was basically, away birds and annoy people.
It was the fluoride. It was the fluoride of the 1700s, right? Keep everyone docile.
You want to know, right? What fucking bells docile work against?
Hmm?
You know what bells work against?
Iron bell. It has to be an iron bell.
No, not just even fairies. Symbiotes.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. Symbiotes
too. Repels the symbiotes?
Yeah, yeah. It repels symbiotes.
I was thinking gargoyles. You're thinking
gargoyles.
Interesting. But it's like, you know, and a lot of there was a video that was like, why do you think they've all of a sudden got rid of the bells and banned these frequencies? I was like, are frequencies banned?
Are VHSs made by Tartarians?
What frequencies are banned?
What about cassette tapes?
I don't know.
All the frequencies.
I was curious, the frequencies that bells make.
Are we talking about the 432 versus 440 hertz frequency? They changed the root note of music from 440? From 432 hertz to 440 hertz.
Fake when news. Did they do that?
Sometime in the last century, it was a more standardized version.
When they got rid of the Tartarians.
Yeah, I know what. Actually, I think it was post World War II. They changed the global standard, went from 432 hertz to 440 hertz. And
oh my gosh,
if you go look on YouTube, if you play 432 hertz to Tartarian water while it freezes, it looks beautiful. Yeah. And if you put 440 hertz to water while it freezes, it just looks like garbage. So therefore, 432 is better.
Okay.
That's how you make, that's a recipe for Tartarian ice.
Tartarian mm-hmm. ice. There it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, just curious.
It's a good band name.
Like, if I, yeah, copyright.
Tartarian mm-hmm. ice.
Just I'm thinking about a lot here. Can I, like, if I wanted to listen to a Lucky Monkey song, can I just change the frequency or does the whole song change? I don't know how that works. Like when you say the standard change from 440 to 432, I'm like, I don't understand. I'm not following here. I don't understand
how sound
makes how music. Sound works.
I don't understand how music works. Please explain it to me.
I don't understand the hertz frequency between 432 and 440. Does that like...
How you tune an instrument... So you tune a thing they call it's an A, maybe it's like the fourth A in the scale or whatever. You tune that to 440 hertz.
Yeah.
And then you tune all your intervals of all the rest of your strings or whatever instrument you're playing. All the other notes are based off this root of 440. I had spent a long time since I remember but every note then is an increasing number of hertz.
Is that why the first Zeltron song is so good, Ascension? Because you did that to 432?
I think I might have, actually. Yeah.
Well, makes sense.
I can't remember the note intervals. This is not something I was prepared to talk about. Note interval frequency. It is... I have to look for
it. You know what I mean? Like, would you... I'm just saying, like, if I want... Like, would you have to create totally new music at 432?
No,
if I was, tune down a song or something.
If I was going to play any song in 432, I would grab the chord chart for whatever song, and I'd just tune my guitar to 432 hertz, and I'd play the same chords. It would just be 8 hertz lower, and it's supposed to be a more beautiful, harmonious tuning. So goes the conspiracy. And they changed the tuning worldwide to make a 440 standard to control the minds of the masses. pretty yeah. much. I think
now so they you got a guitar there, Zell. Can we? How long is it going to take you?
How long is it going to take? Not that long, but more than we want to do on a live show. Maybe an hour.
We're going to get instantly banned as soon as you play.
As soon as I play it, yeah.
Okay, are we going to do that for 20 minutes?
Music note, frequency chart. Here it is. Let's see what we got. So 440, a G sharp would be 415, a G is 392. So every note is a certain number of hertz. And if you tune off at 440, all the notes will be based off that. But if you tune the A at 432, all the notes would be just slightly flat, you would hear it as.
Yeah.
Like it's not, it would sound like, it sounds a little different, but pretty much the same.
Yeah.
And so supposedly they changed it to mind control the masses. The Tartarians.
Yeah.
Tartarians.
And their bells were tuned to 432. And that's what gave the healing properties. That's why they were able to set up a global spanning civilization.
Probably opened up extra parts of the
brain. That's how they were able to move the gigantic stones and place them up 40 stories on the pyramid, the capstone, all right. that. That's all based
and
on...
The king, all the king's chambers 100%. And all that stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Make all the... Sense. All the Chicago World's Fair.
It was the Egyptian, the Ankh or whatever, that little like key.
Yeah.
You would hit it. It was like it was a bell and it would whoom, whoom, and then they'd point it at the stone and then it would vibrate the stone and it would just kind of anti-gravitic.
Done it.
Zell, are you Tartarian?
Well, I mean, it depends which version you're looking at.
You know all the secrets.
They didn't call the ones Aryans, right? So I guess in that sense.
You're a Silk Road Aryan? Is that what you are?
We're the good ones?
Was the Temple of Syrinx built by Tartarians?
Yeah. I'm not going to divulge anything about
Tartarians. It's too late.
I've already told you about the notes.
All the gifts of life are held within their hands.
Just tune everything to 432. Just start knocking bells around your house. You're going to feel great.
Is Rush Tartarian?
Rush?
Probably. Rush Tartarian?
Yeah.
Probably not. I don't think there is a single fucking Tartarian architecture.
Yeah, whatever that word is, I like it.
Yeah, that's a Tartarian word. That's what that is. Architecture in Canada? Structure?
Our parliament building, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, parliament building, yeah.
Okay. There's a bunch of very nice buildings, apparently.
I mean,
like
it is.
A couple of videos is like just Australia stuff. They're like, look at this. And they're like, they were showing pictures of the roads. And they'd be like, this, look at this road. It doesn't look right. And then like you'd see overlays of like modern photos. Like, no, this road is right here. And this
did the mud
right
push
here.
These buildings out from Central Asia across the globe? And that's why the building, because the lore says it's a central thing. Yeah, but the buildings are also all over the world.
Yes.
It's confusing.
Well, it's a global empire.
Mud floods, like everywhere.
Maybe it draws parallels to the mud flood is like Graham Hancock's theory about the pre-Diluvian civilization. That was the mud flood. For some reason, they added mud to it. It was just the regular biblical flood. Mud floods.
Yeah, like that's copyrighted.
I'm a big proponent of
that. Looking up mud floods is funny because they're like, yeah, mud floods are a real thing. There are volcanic mud like happening, like it happens, like there are volcanoes of mud, but people are like, mostly those are just hot springs, and like you can go sit in them if you want. Like, they're not that bad.
Like, never hot happens. Spring would be real nice. Right now.
They're like, yeah,
dude, that was like Mount St. Helens was just like a mud flood,
a volcanic mud
explosion. It wasn't like the.
And now, okay, volcanic. Well, say now that you mention it, like, say if we go Hancock's theory and like. Fragmented meteorites struck all over North America, setting off a chain like the Ring of Fire.
Ago. No.
No, well, I'm just saying, like,
keep going, Brain. I know where you're going.
You know what I mean? Like, and it sets off this fucking cataclysmic event. Maybe we just got the dates wrong. You know what I mean? Maybe when we see these maps, we're like, yeah, it's 1300. It's like, that's not the true dates of when this happened. Because this was all buried in the Great Mud Flood.
The mud flood was the flood, the pre-Diluvian, the biblical flood that wiped out this civilization. Hancock and the boys, they could say maybe it was Atlantis or whatever, but maybe it wasn't. Maybe it was Tartaria. And the survivors were the ones
built
who
a giant
went
ark
and spread
and floated on the mud.
Well, they spread civilization back to the world post mud flood.
So,
and then slowly through time, the knowledge was suppressed, and they kind of hid it away because they knew this new force that was taking over the world in the last whatever it is, the New World Order, the last couple hundred years. They're trying to get it for themselves, and that's what the World Wars finally. And the New World Order got the power. They destroyed
it's
that, all.
It's the free energy, right?
Free energy or some type of mind control. The Hertz. It was the Hertz.
The Hertz. Okay.
Now, I'm curious, like, what do all the sheep and, like, the bad actors claim Tatarian is? Like, when they're looking at the maps?
What?
You know what I mean? When they're looking at the maps, how do they explain this away? How did those sheep and all these bad actors and scientists and fake news, how do they explain this? What do they chalk it up as?
Just bad maps.
It's bad maps.
Is that what it is? They're just like bad maps.
Well, there's like, come on.
Reddit.
Right? There's no way that these ancient cartographers could have not been perfect when they made their maps.
But why would they label something like, especially that big of a landmass, is like?
Was it? There was Tartarian people?
Yeah, the Tatars. They were the Tatars. They labeled that. I mean, the explanation.
So they're like, draw the map. It was one of those things where it was like, draw the map for the area you want, not the area you have, kind of thing. This is how big we're gonna be. We're gonna be huge.
I mean, it was just an area that wasn't very. It's not very well explored at those times. Cause I mean, the most of the area that is labeled, like, you pull up some of these maps and like, they're saying like, oh, this is the Tartary or Tataria or whatever. It's a lot of like the Russian steppes. Like, it's a lot of that stuff where it is like, you know, where the Mongol Empire was. And like, if most people like are familiar with the geography of those areas, like, they're very non-arable lands. It's mostly nomadic tribes that ran through there. So it's not a consolidated one, like, cultural group or something like that. And so it was always kind of, nobody really went there to kind of check. So you're just kind of like, well, this is Tatars is what that they had used historically to refer to these people. And the kind of legend goes that the word Tatar comes kind of a derivative of from the Latin word Tartarus, because that was what I think was it Louis the Seventh? No, one of the French kings, after hearing about the Mongol raids on some of the Western or Eastern European countries, and it was like, oh, they're demons from hell. I mean, this is like their apocalypse, essentially. So they're like, yeah, these guys are from Tartarus, so we'll call it Tatars. And
the infernal regions of the ancient Greek mythology.
Mm-hmm.
Tartarus.
Yeah. So it's like, that's where they were kind of saying that, oh, like, this is, some people are saying that that's where they got the name from. There are a few other ones where it's saying that it's from a Chinese word for, like, that's what the, like, Dada, which is what they use to refer to, like, the Mongolian, like, nomadic
tribes. That's magic.
People from the nomadic tribes of the steppes. And then, like, kind of brought it back at some point, like, when trade started. But, but it was like, I don't know. That's what most of the academic side kind of label it as. It's like those maps are just, this is what, it's like those old maps where you just have Africa and it's like they just label it as Africa. It's not like different countries, it's just Africa.
That is Africa.
I mean, it does seem strange that you would have like everyone that, you know, battles them or whatever, just destroys every little bit of written history, you know, from a 200-year period about them, just because, like, we can't let anyone know. Like, you think that, like, even just stories, and everyone from back then is like, we're all making a pact right now. We don't mention Tataria. Don't tell anyone. And everyone's like, done, deal.
And then some asshole let it slip to a fucking TikToker, and look what happened.
I mean, the crazy thing is, throughout all of human history, I guarantee there's just whole civilizations that were probably relatively brief that got taken over and their culture erased, and there was no, like, gone, never to be heard about. So, I mean,
there's like CIA documents of that. Like, the Russians were actively trying to remove cultures from history. right? So like that's been done. That has been a tactic in war times. Like this isn't new.
I mean, like you could just go with the native people of North America and that whole thing where all those nations are almost erased. Almost, yeah. Like pretty close. And now in the more modern times trying to like bring it back, trying to redo the language and like bring back that history, but that was almost gone. Like that's pretty recent. That's only a couple hundred years. Same timeline as this, Tartaria. So, I mean, it does happen. Humans are fucking brutal and fucking take over and instill their own law and religion and culture and whatever was there before is slowly gone. So it does happen. The fact that it was such a big, or allegedly such a big nation, like huge, just like a fucking empire that's covered half the planet or more, the whole planet, if you think about, depends who you watch on YouTube or TikTok. But the fact, and it wasn't that old where it was finally extinguished.
So hold on. I think me, Zell, and Dan have been in a Tartarian building.
Probably.
In Austin. The Capitol building would have been a Tartarian building.
Oh, the Capitol building in Austin, Texas.
That wasn't me.
Sorry. You're interchangeable. Both the same size.
Now that he shaved,
Yeah, so we were like that. Remember, and we're just, but like now that we're talking about that, like remember a weird vibe in there? And then remember going in the basement to that weird acoustic thing where it's like you're talking, you would like hear screams. You know what I mean?
It was haunted.
It was definitely haunted.
With a glass ceiling. Remember when we stood by and you'd stand in that one spot and be like, ah, like you'd get the really weird acoustic.
Yep.
I feel like it's a bit aggressive, but yeah,
sure. We have it on video. What do you mean?
I don't remember anybody screaming.
It wasn't us screaming.
Weird like frequency, but but I don't ever be like, oh, like you're talking about like a scene from Ghostbusters here, but
no, it wasn't that loud.
Sounds like,
well, we did. We all went, oh, it's on video. Oh, what was that?
We were all like, well, that was weird.
A little bit of hyperbole for the story, Andrew, just a bit.
Yeah, that's fair.
I got video proof. I'm not worried.
Yeah. How does music work? Uh-huh.
Nice. Retune. Can I just tune? Can I? If I got a guy, listen to just, a Lucky Monkey song. Yeah, and just next, retune it on the fly?
Case file 323. Zell tunes several guitars in sequence.
We're gonna go through every fucking note and every type of tuning. We're just gonna listen to it in detail. Yep. How does it make you feel?
There are probably five people who would listen to that.
Maybe
enjoy it.
Like I have tuned my acoustic to 532 or 432. And played it, and I've been like, just sounds a little flat. Just because you're so used to playing the certain tuning.
Tartarians.
Just if it's only like 5% off. Just a
damn
little bit.
Napoleon.
Anyways, it's a cool theory. Let's do something we haven't done in a while. Final thoughts. Final thoughts on the Tartarian Empire.
It's interesting to think about. It's impossible to like, it would be impossible to eliminate.
Inconceivable.
Yeah. Inconceivable to eliminate like a global spanning civilization 200 years ago. So I kind of like, when I'm thinking about it and I'm like, if you're like, these maps are real, this was a real empire. How do you explain that? I would just say like the dates that we have that this map are wrong. Like, so yes, it might say 1700, 1800, but like maybe that was a different year scale or something. You know what I mean? Like that's kind of where I kind of lean. Like maybe it was a global spanning civilization, but we're looking at these ancient maps under the lens of like, we completely understand the timing and everything. And it had to be 200 years ago. And I'm like, maybe it was 2000 years ago and they were on a completely different calendar time. You know what I mean? Like that's kind of where I was thinking, because it just, for 200 years ago, I feel like we would just, you know, there'd be like
we had very detailed maps from many different cartographers who are sailing around the world
there's some sort of great mud flood like
mud flood
200 mud years ago, like I'm
the,
like
the mud,
you know,
flood, well, must have been a long time ago, had to have been,
yeah, but
mud
then how did it build the bury the Tartarian buildings. You know what I mean? So it couldn't have.
That's a good question.
Right? So then you're having to go like, well, then maybe Tartaria is like 12,000 years ago. You know what I mean? You throw it way back, then you go like, okay, like it tied into the biblical flood. these buildings get buried, we uncover them, and we just like, same thing kind of what we say with the Egyptians. We're just like, yep, slap our name on it. We're like, these, we did this. And then
so you're saying that the biblical flood was a mud flood?
Mud flood? Yeah. Mud flood.
It was a mud flood. There would have been a lot of mud, all right, in that biblical flood.
But that's my thought on it.
So it's a mud flood.
Mud flood.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mud flood.
I'm going to say the Tartarian Empire is a kind of a knockoff of the Younger Dryas Atlantis story. I feel that it is lacking in a lot of areas. A mud flood that big, that recent.
Mud flood.
Is impossible. Mud flood. Those fuckers be real. As far as maybe there was, something older and just throughout time, a story kind of got passed down and then just in the last few years, I feel like it's been rekindled. Like this guy's book, which is now like the gospel on the subject, is only 4 years old. You know?
Post-mud groundbreaking.
Mud flood. So the mud flood is maybe the mud flood was the biblical flood. The Younger Dryas impact theory, rising sea levels, the mud flood.
Mud flood.
Mud flood.
Mud flood. Mud flood.
It's a tough one. It's a tough one to be hard set. Like, yep, the Tartarians are real. And goddamn, they have bad teeth. You know? But fun. It was fun to talk about. It's cool. It is cool. I mean, maybe I'm wrong. If you got better proof.
If you like looking at pictures of cool buildings.
Yeah,
beautiful buildings.
It makes for a good conversation piece, but like you're like, you know, when you start to, I don't know.
Andrew, what do you think?
Final thoughts. Mud flood.
There was a mud flood at one time.
Somewhere. Sometime there was a mud flood.
Mud flood.
Dan, can't say mud flood.
Damn it. I was going to I think it's interesting. Like I said, it's a funny, this theory has there's different categories of like conspiracy theories. And like this one was like a cafeteria quality conspiracy where it's like, there's no overarching narrative to it. It's just like there's a lot of pictures, there's a lot of stuff that people just kind of like put together and just kind of keep adding on top of it. It's like one of those story, like those campfire stories that you tell, and like some person tells like the first part, and then you just
A lot of videos, 5 minute videos with like a 30 second clip of Joe Rogan cut in, and then like going back to like a slideshow build.
QAnon crumb.
I mean, that's one of the, what they compared it to is like the QAnon of architectural conspiracies is one of the titles of one of the articles. Like,
what about this?
We should have named this QAnon construction.
I like that.
But, what was it? One of them called the QAnon of architecture is what they called it. It's one of the articles called it. And I mean, like I said, if you like looking at pictures of architecture, and if you had like architectural historians looking at this stuff, they'd be like, "Oh no! Like we know exactly where we built those. Like we have the plan. We have the plans of them building. Like stuff. We have like the requests for like labor. Like we have all of the we have the bills. We have the receipts. Like for some of these buildings, like
that's
we know who built
what
them.
What length they went through,
of course. And then
to hide God.
Exactly. And there are some of those things where it is like, you know, people, there's other layers to it. There's tons of layers that you can go down to, like digging down into the kind of socio-cultural bits and pieces of this, that kind of with the way the sentiments of how people feel about, you know, the changes in society and the way architecture kind of reflects that, the way that we kind of shifted from these buildings that were like these wonderful, hugely elaborately constructed buildings. Like you can compare like the Capitol building to like the, I don't know, like the IRS building. And it's like, oh, where did we go wrong?
Labor was a lot cheaper back then.
Yeah, that's what one people say. Labor was super cheap back then.
But also, very skilled.
Mm-hmm.
People work in one trade their whole life. Often.
But then like some of these buildings, like you see in like the pictures of like old New York and Manhattan, you have these like buildings, and like a lot of those buildings were torn down to be replaced by these other more functional buildings. A lot of those buildings that were built with all these elaborate stuff, didn't have any office space. Or where are you going to put all the workers? You know, where are you going to put all the people coming in on
energy grid? You're like, what are we going to do? We don't need to pull the electricity. We can't bill people for pulling electricity out of the air.
We got all these hydro. We built all these giant dams. We don't need the what's the building in the Ghostbusters, like that one. You know, so it's just one of those things. Like I said, if you like everybody, they just throw, if you'd like to look at some of these groups and throw out all these clues, you're like, oh, this building looks really neat. And you're like, I've never seen that before. I mean, you can look them up and you're like, oh, it's kind of cool.
It's cool.
It's cool. Yeah, it's cool. So it is. Great. I mean, it's interesting. It's cool. Interesting to look at, but I'm also like, you know, real people worked on these and real people built these. For me.
Depends who you ask, Dan. Depends who you ask.
Well, real Tartarians did build it. So you're not wrong.
Right. Mm. With their giant hands.
Yeah.
And before the mud flood.
All right. If you're not supporting the show, you know where to go by now.
Fuck you.
You heard him. You go to alientheorist.com, you hit that support tab, you join this list of beauties right here, keeping the lights on, keeping the show rolling. We've got Gabriel Morgan.
Let's go.
John Winter. Mm. Double Dick with a top tier pledge. Top tier pledge with Dick.
Double Dick. Let's go. Double D.
Matthew Thomas.
Let's go.
Megan Phallius. Megan Phallius. Hunter D. Gioia. I swear some of these people make him up. Just fuck with me.
It's good though. Let's go. Hunter
D. G. E. G. I. O. I. A. Gioia. Gioia. It's probably like Gioia or something, like some weird spelling.
Yeah.
Anyways, thank you very much for supporting the show. This week's newest Patreon supporters.
We appreciate you.
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. It's kicking off. We got tons of stuff on there again. So go check it out. And as we always say at the end of these things, keep those eyes on the skies.
Mudflood. Mudflood scene after hours.